Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is beat that like button like it owes you money before watching this, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Kevin J. Johnston.
The Canada Revenue Agency is stealing money from Canadians at an insane rate. I know how to stop this, because I'm a tax expert. I know how to beat corporate tax, personal income tax, GST, payroll tax. If you want to get rid of all of your tax bills in Canada, contact me right now. Your taxes are going to go to zero legally. KevinJJohnston.com. Book your consultation right now at KevinJJohnston.com. KevinJJohnston.com.
And now on with the memes. Number one, Jaunty asks, what's stopping you from moving to Canada? And Rex replies, saying that I don't speak Hindi. More like Punjabi, if you ask me. Also, don't come to Canada if you don't like stepping on human waste on the beaches. I have nothing against high-caste assimilated Indians. The more the merrier. But it's the low-IQ lower caste that need to be restricted from coming into the country. We need to use India's human sorting algorithm that they've already created. They're already doing the work for us. Up next, all Donald Trump has to do during the debates with Kamala Harris is to say that he's been shot, has three baby mamas and a mugshot, which makes him blacker in spirit than she'll ever be. Isn't it funny how Trump wasn't a racist until he ran as a Republican for president and won? She can always retort by saying that she's no stranger to taking shots in the face. Number three, 15 teens are being treated for rabies after raping a donkey. The cops urge others who admired the animal to come forward. They're probably thinking to themselves, who knew that rabies was a sexually transmitted disease? Looks like the true origin of monkeypox has finally come out. But seriously, is this that cultural enrichment I've been hearing so much about? Moving on in Europe, the paper said that the bullet that hit Trump ended Joe Biden. So it looks like real journalism still does exist someplace in the world. It's hard not to believe that if Trump was ended that day, that Joe Biden would continue running and win. Looks like his people missed, so he had to step down. The cover of this paper also wasted a lot of black ink to say all that. The difference between the bullet hitting its mark and missing it is the difference between civil war and cheaper groceries. Number five, if you want to know how dangerous woke is, then look at this story about a Manhattan pharma Harris having to pay a $300 a day deprogrammer to help her daughter unlearn all the crazy woke views after being brainwashed in an elite college. But you just know that some Chad would deprogram her in only one session. But seriously, I should get into that business and in a year, I could make $1 million with the number of woke-tards out there. Up next, Peter Dinklage says that he isn't convinced women truly appreciate his sexiness. He says that women will all say he's sexy, but he'll still go for the guy that's over 6 feet tall. Looks like somebody's just been blackpilled. Look at the way he's holding his wife's hand. He looks like a little child. I don't think he should care at this point because he's been married for 20 years now and has a family. Looks like he didn't do too bad for himself either. Number 7, meet the Winklevoss twins. Zuck the Cuck stole their idea for software for Facebook, and they sued him and got $65 million, and then rolled it into Bitcoin and became billionaires. Mark my words, at some point they'll surpass Zuck's wealth. Also on the plus side, they still look human. Moving on, here's the self-improvement YouTuber starter pack with the top Chi, spelled C-H-I. If they were trying to insult Andrew Tate, they failed miserably as this guy looks Chinese. But that's besides the point. The idea is for self-improvement YouTubers to get simps to par with their cash by showing social proof. We all saw this in the late 80s and 90s with Tommy Vu, the guy that used to go around on rented yachts in Miami full of hot females, that he hired to look like he was successful. Guys like this prey on the desperates. Number 9, meet James Watson, the man who discusses discovering DNA, but his lab stripped him of his titles because he believes there's a link between intelligence and what part of the world you come from. They can't really erase him from the history books, though, and I'm sure he eventually will get vindicated, unless they just rewrite the history books. Besides, science isn't about credentials, but about understanding the reality of the world around us. Up next, remember, guys, that your girlfriend will always compare you to all of the men that she was with before you. They won't be happy with you because the guys before were wealthier, taller, and better looking. The moral of the story is that no man is ever good enough for them. If Jeff Bezos, George Clooney, and the King of England all got divorced, then what hope is there for the average man out there? Women want it all, which is impossible, because no one single man has it all. Number 11, imagine if life is a simulation, and you get to choose which difficulty mode you play on before you begin. But I think the guy in the middle where it says hard would have it very easy, and that most women above the 5 are living life in demo or tutorial mode, or using a game genie. Another issue I see with this is that many assume they can still win in nightmare mode, but as soon as they spawn, they immediately see the game over screen. Moving on, someone says this is what your typical bonk and couple looks like. The guy ends up looking like a squatting slav while the girlfriend is super hot. Yes, I agree, but what most people don't understand is that although she's much better looking, she's going to make him pay for the looks difference through psychological torments. Balkan women spend hours a day on their looks and are increasingly getting plastic surgery to looks max. Number 13 looks like unattractive women block men in every background. She's basically saying that if you don't want me, you can't have my friend neither. Normally as a man, you have to approach women or they won't talk to you. Yet in this case, they rush over to you and tell you to scram. Getting through her is like going through Bowser at the end of a Mario Brothers game, to get to the princess on the other side. Up next, Trudeau is dressed like he's an ordinary Canadian and allowing a YouTube reporter to interview him, while he's on his own vacation trying to prove to Canadians that he's actually approachable. He's also now copying Pierre Poilievre's housing plan and now dressing like Pierre's base in a desperate attempt to stay relevant and in power. This is a new level of desperation for him. Instead of resigning with some pride intact, he's choosing to wreck his party on the way out. Number 15, there may be girls out there like this that are only 4 feet tall, but you know that they'll still end up with a boyfriend that's over 6 feet tall. Unfortunately, your kids will still be manlets even if she finds a man that's 7 feet tall. She says she'll cook for a man every day like her mother taught her. I don't know about that because she looks like she can't even reach the dishes. The bottom line is that no one wants short men, even tiny women. Moving on, someone is upset that Aunt Jemima is no longer on the maple syrup bottles. So this guy is just keeping his old bottle and constantly refilling it. This isn't even real maple syrup, though. It's maple-flavored corn syrup. That's pure poison, and that plastic bottle degrades over time. And besides corn syrup, that guy is also going to have Aunt Jemima microplastics in his weenie. If this guy does this, at least put the label on a glass jar with real syrup. Number 17, they say that this is the difference between the 24-year-old American women and 24-year-old British ones. Can anyone confirm? If you think that's bad, then here's the average Slavic woman at 34. You may laugh, but I had relatives that turned into this after getting married. That's yet another reason to not date Slavic women. They end up taking the shape of a fridge with feet in their old age. Up next is the difference between the counterculture of the 80s and 2024. For some reason, PewDiePie on the right is being called a far-right extremist for leaving Sweden and heading to Japan. That's what the smart guys are doing, leaving the West and having a better life elsewhere. He's also worth $100 million and could afford to stay in the West, and even he didn't want to stay. Number 19, here's Kim, the woman that Eminem wrote many songs about. She looks like she's got the behind of an old-age man. This says she aged like milk. I think she aged more like mutton in the sun. She looks like the reason why people fear aging. And just so you know what he saw in her, here's a photo of when they were a lot younger. As you can see, the wall is undefeated. She looks like she ran into the wall repeatedly, though. Moving on, if you're a woman that fails at OnlyFans, it's gotta be the most humiliating thing in the world. Because you show your naughty bits to everyone, and they say, no, I'll pass. My advice to these girls is just to drive Uber. They'll probably make more money doing that. Also, if women don't make money on Lonely Fools, then everyone knows you tried it, and it reduces your ability to get jobs in the future. If people find out, and the people you know will lose respect for you. Number 21, this base dad shaved his daughter's hair for bullying a girl with cancer and pulling her wig off. That's what a good father does. Teaches his kids a lesson that there'll be consequences to their actions. Unfortunately, now her mom is going to buy her a wig, and when she goes back to school, she'll tell everyone she shaved off her hair to donate to someone with cancer. And she'll probably get points for virtue signaling to boot. Women always weasel their way out of a bad situation, and then they make you pay for it later. Up next is the look you get on your face when you play Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and you call your wife, and then another man answers the phone. There's probably no worse humiliation that a man can face than that happening on national television. Yes, this meme is real, and it happened 3 years ago. I wonder, though, did the guy his wife was cheating on know the answer? You'll have to watch it and find out. Number 23, we have Justin and Kamala. and they look like they're waving goodbye. Hopefully in a year and a half, both of these wackadoodles will finally be gone. I think North America is about to have a revival because of new conservative leadership. I'm sure that Paul Yev is going to win because Canadian elections are almost impossible to rig. But I sure as hell hope that the Trumpster gets put back into office. That looks more likely as stocks and the economy crash. Moving on, here's female privilege for you. This guy sent out his resume to 100 places as a male, and then 100 places as a female, and the male one only received 7 responses for interviews, while the one that was female got 45 responses. That's 650% more. Then he made a second batch and sent them to restaurants, and as a man got 10 responses, and as a woman got 87. So if women are stuck, they can always get a waitressing job to survive. Women literally are living life on easy mode, or possibly tutorial mode. Number 25 in the last one, someone was being bad, saying that the woman on the right is more attractive than the one on the left, because of her genetic heritage. Someone then says two can play that game and showed us these two different women without realizing that the woman on the right is at least 30 to 40% white and is actually mixed. It kind of makes the point unintentionally. The point could have been made by showing a picture of a woman that looks like this instead, though. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. It really helps out. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.